Watch his head.
I can't.
His head.
I can't.
Lift.
I don't think I...
Lift
him. I'm losing... I don't have
his... head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pick him up.
Is he hurt? Sir, are you hurt?
Set him somewhere.
I think he's hurt.
Set him somewhere.
Where? This carpet's really clean.
On the bed. Go.
Oh, no, not the bed. He's all bloody. He's going to get blood on the duvet.
Move.
He's saying something.
Shut him up.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, would you please be quiet? He's still talking.
Shut up, now!
Whoa, you hit him really hard.
Get the door. Move. Did anyone see us?
I think we're good.
All right. Okay, shut the curtains. Let's get to work.
This is a really nice room. I like this wallpaper. Look, there's a minibar.
I need the kit. Where's the kit? What are you doing?
Look at this view. You can see downtown Boise.
Shut the curtains, Mitt.
Boise is really pretty. You know, I was thinking after work, you want to go for a walk? There's a nice river. Smell that country air.
What are you doing? Shut the window. We'll be seen.
Sorry, Raven.
Do not say my name in front of the perp.
Well, you said mine.
Find the kit. I don't see the kit.
Okay, Raven.
So, Mr. Hassan, we have a problem. You think you can just get on an American plane, fly to an American city, without American consequences. Is that what you think? American citizens are too smart for that. They can sniff out a terrorist scumbag, and then they call us. What's that? Couldn't hear you. Maybe I can help free your tongue, Mitt.
Yeah?
Give me the tongue freer.
The what?
The tongue freer. It's in the kit. Next to the consensus builder.
I couldn't find the kit.
You what?
It's not here.
The advance team is supposed to bring the kit.
I thought you were bringing the kit.
You don't have the kit?
Well, I mean, no. I was carrying the paperwork.
Where is everybody? Where's the rest of the team? Why is this room so pink and frilly?
I think it's one of the lover's suites.
The what?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Look at this artwork. Sexy.
You booked the lover's suite?
No, of course not. Well, maybe.
Are we in the wrong room?
Oh, I think it's the right room.
Shut up! Mitt, you know I'm engaged.
I know.
You're not my type. I've said that many times.
I know.
I'm not available.
Of course not.
I need the kit. I need the tongue freer, the goal setter, the icebreaker.
Well, there's a kitchenette. Let me check.
Sorry you're upset, Mr. Hassan, but Boise is an American city. Maybe not the best one, maybe even average. Okay, it's a shithole with the homophobes and the snake handlers and the neo-Nazis, but it's still an American city, one of ours.
There's a garlic press. Will that work? It's very firm.
Where's the paperwork? You said you had the paperwork.
I think I did have the paperwork, except now I think I probably left it in the car.
You left the kit and the paperwork in the rental car?
We don't need all that stuff. I like it when you smile. Are you gonna smile?
Who is it?
Oh, I forgot I ordered room service.
You what?
Oh, I thought you might be hungry. Just joking. Gotcha. Smile, Raven.
Housekeeping.
Oh, it's just the maid. I'll get it.
I'll handle it. What do you want?
Housekeeping.
It's 7 at night. We don't want anything. Do you understand?
Housekeeping.
Just open the door and talk to her. Here, let me.
Stop it, idiot. We don't need housekeeping right now. We'll call if we need anything. You can go. Go now.
I love this town. They're so thoughtful. Sending someone up like that, it's just so, well, Idaho.
How is that thoughtful?
Well, think about it. We might need some towels.
Towels?
I'm just saying we might shower. There's no innuendo there. People take showers.
I told you I'm getting married.
Totally down with that. God, you're cute.
Oh, shit, he jumped! He jumped out the window!
How'd he do that?
You lost the terrorist!
I didn't lose the terrorist!
We're 7 stories up, now he's dead. You were supposed to zip-tie him.
I did, I used my best knot.
What knot?
Clove hitch, I learned it in scouting.
Why weren't you watching him?
He's alive! He's dangling from the ledge! Grab him!
Excuse me, Mr. Terrorist? Are you okay?
No, I'm hanging from the ledge.
Pull him up.
Excuse me, I'm going to pull you up.
Oh, God, he's really heavy.
Pull!
This is not good for my lower back. Could you help?
Move over. What are you doing?
You smell really nice, Raven.
Stop sniffing me!
Housekeeping!
Oh, good, she's back!
What do you want?
I brought you more towels. Figured you might shower.
We're busy.
I can just leave these outside your door.
Yes, thanks. That would be very kind.
You enjoy whatever it is you're doing.
Okay.
Don't talk to her. Get him on the bed.
Thanks, Tamara.
What's your name?
My name is Mitt, Tamara.
I like your name, Mitt.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Please come in here.
Just stop it. Stop doing this.
She'll go.
No, she won't. She'll keep this up. She'll never leave.
Tamara, we're just a little busy right now.
I bet you are.
Excuse me?
Drop it. Don't engage.
It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, too.
Just go away. Go away now.
Roxy?
Hey, girl, are you back in town?
Roxy?
My name is not Roxy. Go away!
Whatever, Roxy.
Who is Roxy?
I have no idea.
Maybe you could show me the town. Or we could walk around the river, Roxy.
I am not Roxy. Stop touching me. Oh, my God, he jumped again.
How does he keep doing that?
Grab his legs.
He's kicking me.
You're a very bad terrorist, Mr. Hassan.
Very bad terrorist.
Roxy, you all right in there?
My name is not Roxy.
It's true, Tamara. Her name is Raven.
Do not use my real name. I'll tie him this time. Give me the kit.
There's no kit.
I know there's no kit. Give me something to tie him with.
I'll check the minibar. Look, an Amstel light. God, these are good.
Mr. Hassan, no more of this. You need to behave. Otherwise, this rendition is going nowhere. Okay, I'll take it off, but you behave.
I'm from Petaluma. I work at Home Depot. I raise koi fish on an amateur basis. I want a laurel.
Petaluma is a really nice town.
Shut up, Mitt.
Did we get the wrong perp?
This guy's a terrorist.
He didn't really seem like one to me, to be honest. Are you a terrorist?
I don't like you.
Terrorists never do. I need the kit.
You want to just hit him with pillows for a while? These things really work. Just whack him a bunch of times, see?
Hey, Roxy, I brought a surprise for you.
Go away!
Guess who my surprise is?
Hey, Roxy.
Jared, is that you?
Yeah.
But you're not. Here we come.
Hide the perp.
Where?
Out the window, now.
Who's Jared?
Just do it.
But stay out there and don't fall.
Okay.
Meet my new boyfriend.
Hey.
You're dating Tammy?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
We hooked up after you moved away. He's got a job.
Sweeping the gun range down at the church. Steady work.
I just thought you'd like to know. You were always so stuck up that I'd never be anything, and now I got your boyfriend.
We could do a threesome. Just joking.
Raven, you know these people?
Why am I here? I should never have come back. I hate this freaking Idaho.
You're from Boise?
Shut up, shut up.
But it's so nice here. There's a river.
Stop talking about the river. I hate this river. I have always hated this river.
You're an Idaho girl.
Don't ever call me that again.
So, you gonna see your mom? I think she's dating someone.
I am not seeing my mother.
Knock, knock, it's me. I brought roses. Hey, lover boy. Oh, Roxanne?
Mom?
What are you doing in my room?
This is not your room. I'm working here.
Of course it's my room. I'm meeting a gentleman from Petaluma.
You what?
I have a right to be happy. Since you left and your father passed, I've been on my own. I found someone special. He's been so sweet in our chat room sessions. And he booked this lovely room for our first face-to-face.
What's his name?
His name is... Roxanne?
How did my mother have a key?
Well, what room did you book?
Lover's Suite A.
This is B. We have two lover's suites.
Hey, is that a terrorist outside your window?
He actually works for Home Depot.
Pull him in, Jared.
Roxanne, open this door this instant.
Do you speak English?
My name is Hassan Fredrickson. I was born in Chico. I'm here on a date. Please, just let me go on my way.
Wow, he's like a Muslim, right?
We don't get Muslim terrorists in Boise.
I'm seventh generation American. My ancestors fought for George Washington.
George Washington didn't like terrorists.
Please, dear God, help me. I'm a lonely single man. I answered an online ad. I'm just here to meet her. In the name of all that's decent, I'm just like all of you.
Well, yeah, except you're a terrorist.
I'd hate to be late to meet Gwendolyn. She's so beautiful. Please let me see her.
Gwendolyn? Do you mean Gwynnie?
You know her? My Gwynnie? My angel?
Hassan, is that you? Are you in there?
Gwendolyn! My Gwendolyn!
Open this door this instant!
Gwendolyn! My love! I can't let you see me like this. I'm so ashamed.
There is no shame in love. Not now. Not ever.
Gwendolyn, you're so beautiful.
Kiss me, Hassan Fredrickson.
And such a kisser.
Oh, my God.
Now, all of you, get out. We booked Lover Suite B, and this room is ours. Till 11 a.m. tomorrow morning.
I hate this freaking town!
Raven, where are you going? We can walk along the river. You and me, Raven!
So how do you like Idaho, Hassan?
So far, I'd call it interesting.
Sandbox Radio, The Naked Truth, was written by Scott Augustin, Vincent Delaney, Paul Mullen, and Wayne Raleigh, with original music composed by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Make Our Garden Grow from Leonard Bernstein's Candide featured soloists Heather Curtis Mullen and Aaron Shanks and was conducted by Bruce Monroe. Learn more about Willie Weir and his adventures in cycling 60,000 miles around the world at willieweir.com. Charles Leggett's poem, Invitation, appears in the journal Words and Images, University of Southern Maine in Portland, 2012. The Naked Truth was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound assistant was Jake Transu, and our stage manager was Teresa Micheletti. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial support of audience members like you. Help us create future episodes with a tax-deductible donation at sandboxradio.org. Hope to see you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.